Welcome to the Divine Feminine CEO. I'm your host, Rachel Lowenhertz, and this podcast is your portal into yourself, your place in the world, and how you desire to show up as you. This is a place for you to be sovereign, to make change, to master your destiny, and create a life that's crazy aligned with who you're meant to be. But who is that? And how do you manifest her? Enter, my love, and discover. Hello, my love, and welcome back. I'm so happy to be talking with you today. And this episode feels a little bit special to me. I wasn't planning on recording a podcast episode today, in part because I am on my moon time right now. I am cycling, and this is typically the part of the month where I feel a little bit more low energy. I experience that waning energy, as so many women do when they're bleeding. But what arose today was very interesting for me, because I experienced quite a bit of resistance to that waning energy. And I know that you've experienced this as well. It's really easy for us to kind of benchmark our lives by the high summer of our experience. In other words, it's easy for us to look at the moments that we attain greatness or perfection, whether that is an emotional experience that we have, like we hang out with friends and it's so fun, and then the next time we hang out with them, it's just not quite as fun, and we wonder why we didn't get the same dynamic going. Or we look in the mirror and think, oh, I remember that summer that I was super toned, or I know what my body looks like when I've been working out for 12 weeks nonstop, and oh, if I could just get back to that. Those moments of high summer are very memorable for us. They're powerful. We love them. That's why we remember them. But there are some real dangers inherent with living for that summer. And so I wanted to record this episode today to remind you that you don't have to be perfect, that no one is perfect, that no one lives in that summer all the time. But you should know your rhythms and honor them so, so deeply. So that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to explore what perfect feels like for you. We'll get more into some of the dangers of living for perfect. And then we'll talk a lot about the beauty of the winters, of the times in our life experience that are a little bit more scarce, because there are so many hidden rewards there that we often just completely look past when we're focusing on summer. And so I really want to talk about this today because I feel like it's so important, because we spend most of our lives in outside of summer. You know, when we look at the earth, summer is one season. It's 3 months of the year. And the rest of the year, we're not in that high summer. So a full 75% of our experiences is not going to be those high highs. And this is really important because I think that in today's society, it's very natural for us to focus on those highs. Now, you know, I've seen lately on social media that people have started to honor their authenticity and their unique experiences a little bit more. I do see more talk about the times that aren't abundant, but you know, especially as an entrepreneur, when it comes to selling things and painting an image, a lot of that focuses on the successes rather than what comes through the challenge and through the winter. And as you know, I've been on a sabbatical from my business, and I've been doing a lot of the deep inner healing, and the gifts that I am uncovering during this healing time have been tremendous. So towards the end of this episode, we'll talk about how to do some of that inner work yourself, because there's so much that we overlook and discount when we're just kind of living for that perfect. So let's dive into it. I'll give you a couple of personal stories first. One interesting one is that last week I actually recorded 8 episodes for this podcast. 8! That's crazy, right? And they just flowed effortlessly. And yes, I'm on a sabbatical, but I was inspired. They just poured out of me. And then I hit a period of a few days where I just didn't want to do anything. And I kept asking myself, like, why aren't I recording 2 podcasts today? Why couldn't I? Why can't I always have that week where I'm in such full flow? And as you already know, my love, we can't always be in full flow. It's not natural. Sometimes we're in full flow. Sometimes it's summer. And sometimes it's spring or fall. And our energies are there, but they're not as intense. And sometimes it's winter, which is a time for us to just really rest and lie fallow. Maybe this next example is one that will feel a little bit more present for you, particularly if you're in a relationship. This came up for me this morning because I was doing some work around intimacy and reconnecting to my body. And this is part of the healing work that I'm doing after losing my daughter is just getting comfortable being in my skin again and exploring what that looks like and feels like after going through a trauma. And to be honest, it wasn't going super well. I wasn't feeling great in my skin. And part of that has to do with being on my cycle right now. As women who are cycling, we naturally feel abundant and, you know, fertile and attractive around ovulation, around the middle of our cycles when our bodies want to attract attention. And that's literally what they're biologically programmed to do. And it's interesting because when I look at my marriage, and Dan and I are coming up on 10 years of marriage this summer, which is amazing and exciting. And we've learned so much, and I will definitely be sharing lots of that as we approach August, which is when our anniversary occurs. But when I look at our marriage, we have had seasons as well. Particularly when I think about intimacy and sex in our marriage. And, you know, if you're married and you've been married for a while, you certainly know as well that these things cycle. You know, you're not always madly in love with your spouse in the same way all the time. People change and relationships change. But I found myself this morning wondering and thinking, and to be honest, I was kind of like groaning about it. Like, why can't I always have the amazing sex? And why does it always happen around ovulation? Like, I want that sex all the time because it's great and I feel great and it's exciting. And wouldn't it be great if that was my life all the time? So I want to explore what an insta-perfect life would look like for you. I know that for me, it would look something like a house that's totally clean all the time. My body would always look like it does when I've been working out really consistently and is, you know, really strong and toned. I'd have these rich, fulfilling friendships where I'm checking in with my friends all the time and we're just like so on the same wavelength about what each other needs. My marriage would be vibrant and romantic and sexy all the time. I would just have that in spades. And then I'd be doing huge launches in my business all the time. And this all sounds great, right? I mean, this is like the perfect life. This is what a lot of people tout on Instagram. It's what we like to share because it's fun. You know, we like to share the photos of ourselves when we're looking great, when we're looking fabulous. We don't really want to show the ones that are taken at sort of an awkward angle or on an off day, or maybe we're on our period and our face is breaking out. Those aren't the pictures that we post. So while that Insta-perfect life might be true some of the time, the rest of the time, it doesn't quite look like that. And that's okay. It's normal. It's more than okay because it's natural. This is simply how our planet and nature and our bodies work. We are not always in that full flow, fertile. And when I say fertile, it doesn't just mean a body. It means, fertility for ideas, for energy, for things to grow and flourish. We're not always in a growth state in our life. So let's talk about the dangers of living for that perfect, because it can be really, really detrimental. In my marriage, sometimes we have the great sex and we go through those phases, in the month, in the year, where that's where we are as a couple. And sometimes we have phases where, maybe we have the flu for a month. Maybe we're going through other challenges, or personal growth, or whatever it might be. And it's the bond just isn't quite there in the same way. Some other examples would be, think about your garden in the summer. Maybe it's full of really ripe vegetables and you're harvesting all the time. And it's so amazing because you can go outside and pick a fresh salad. It's wonderful. I know that for me, when I look in the mirror around ovulation, my face looks gorgeous. And there's a biological reason for this, actually, because women who cycle have higher estrogen levels around ovulation, it literally makes our faces more symmetrical, and it makes our skin brighter. I want that skin all month. The beehive at my parents' ranch, it has tons of honey in the summer. But the reality is that the garden that we're harvesting from in summer was planted when the earth was totally barren and it took quite a few months to grow. And my beautiful skin, my symmetrical face, when I look in the mirror around ovulation, it looks really dull 2 weeks later. It looks dull right now when I look in the mirror on my cycle. And the honey at the ranch, well, it only gets created when the weather is warm. So yeah, we can harvest it in July, but then we have to wait another year to get that honey. And when we look at promotions at work or very successful launches, if we're entrepreneurs, those typically happen after months of prep or planning or hard work. And I want to tell you that, honey, there's nothing wrong with this. It is natural because we cannot always be in summer. The danger arises when we start to live for those perfect moments and when we start to measure who we are and what success looks like by that pinnacle. Because the problem is, when we're always focusing on that ideal, we miss all of the gifts and all of the lessons that come during winter. Because winter, to me, is really that teaching time. And there are a few reasons for that. Summer is the time of harvest, but winter is a time of learning and healing. And I don't just mean winter as a planetary season. I mean any moment or experience in your life that feels scarce or less than, because those moments have some of the greatest gifts. So let's talk about what it means to really honor the beauty that is inherent in winter and reap the rewards that are there, because my love, I promise you, they are there. We just have to work a little harder to find them. In summer, it's obvious. The flowers are in our face. In winter, you can't actually see what's happening inside the trees. Stuff is happening, but it's just not obvious. So while winter might not be objectively pretty the way that spring is or fruitful like summer, it's cold. So from an earth standpoint, we have to stay inside. We have to go inside at more of an existential level. And so when we think about life and the times in life that feel a little bit more scarce, one of the big lessons to be learned is that we have to actually find our abundance within. When life isn't serving us abundance on a silver platter, as it often does in summer, we have to go inside, because here's the thing. If we don't feel abundant inside, we won't feel abundant on the outside either, even if the exterior looks perfect. And I talked about this in an earlier episode called Practicing Abundance When Life Feels Scarce. Because yes, there's a lot of practice that we can do to feel abundant. But before we even get there, the whole purpose of these scarcity moments of these winters is to force us to go and do that deep inner transformative work that is really required if we want to receive the abundance when the time is right. Because when that abundance comes to us, we want to be able to accept it gracefully and with joy. And often, it's fears of scarcity that actually prevent us from receiving abundance in the first place. So I see this a lot in the business world. When we operate from a fear of how will I be able to pay the bills next month? Will I generate enough income to pay my contractors, to do these things that I want to do, to take care of my family? That chokes us up in a lot of ways. And what I see is that it makes it 10 times harder to actually receive financial flow. And in moments where we're able to feel that abundance inside, and I've seen this in my business as well. When I started The Uncorporate, you may have heard me talk about this before. It was incredibly easy. And I made about $14,000 my first month working full-time in corporate. My son was home because schools were closed during COVID. And it was just easy because I was operating from a place of abundance. I got pregnant easily that summer. It was just so easy. But then when my own fears of scarcity came into play, it pretty much put a full stop on everything. And no matter how hard I worked, the flow just wouldn't happen. And to an extent, this is natural. You know, the seasons ebb and flow. Everything in our life ebbs and flows. My body, women who are cycling, our bodies change, you know, every 4 weeks or 5 weeks. They change a lot, and our emotions change too. And we can fight it, or we can honor it and lean into the stillness that is sometimes required when we are in those moments of waning flow. So I had a mentor, an amazing priestess of the divine feminine. She shared with me an inquiry that I just loved. It resonated so strongly. And she said to me, embrace what is arising for you in this moment. Can you be a lover of that thing? Can you love what's arising for you now, even if it's uncomfortable, even if it's sad, even if it's scary? I'll let you sit with that for a minute. Whether you are in a moment of summer right now, or a season of winter where there is scarcity and there is challenge, can you love what is arising for you? Because it's through the process of exploring that which is emerging that we find these hidden gifts in life. That is where we find the beauty in winter, because when we're always benchmarking to summer, when we're always playing the comparison game of, oh, you know, today my body isn't as perfect as it was 2 weeks ago. Today I didn't do as well at work as I did a month ago. Today I got together with my friends and we just didn't connect with the same joy that we sometimes do. And when we naturally have those moments where something is less than, well, it's really only less than in comparison to summer. So we have to stop benchmarking and we have to start honoring these cycles and these differences. We have to start honoring the experience of today because that's where these gifts are hiding. So let's talk a little bit about the discovery process and what it means to inquiry with this. And I'll share a little bit of my own journey with you because for me, winter has been showing up in a variety of different forms for me lately. So as you know, I'm very deep into this sabbatical from The Uncorporate, and I've been doing a lot of deep work around healing, particularly from the trauma of losing my daughter, but some that goes back even further, because as you may know, she's the third daughter that I've lost in my second trimester. And, you know, in between my pregnancies after having my son, I had quite a few other challenges. I've actually lost all of my natural pregnancies. We had Gideon through IVF, and after I had him, his pregnancy was beautiful and perfect. I had quite a few surgeries because I ended up with scarring from some placental issues. So one of the things that I'm learning right now is that as I'm tuning in to what is arising for me. Some of it is around the trauma of losing my daughter back in November, but some trauma is actually coming up from quite a few years back. So my instinct during this time is to compare today to what success looked like a year ago for me. So a year ago, I was just about to quit my corporate job because my business was growing easily. I was super strong and fit. I had a very clear sense of who I was. It was abundance in spades and it was so easy. And today, my business is on hiatus. My body, it's still recovering. And my sense of who I am, it's changing a lot. So here's how I've been leaning into winter to reap some of these gifts and how you can start to play with these moments of scarcity in your own life. Because once you start to work with them, it's hard to even view them as moments of scarcity because you start to really witness all of the bounty that comes in the form of inner transformation. So the first piece here is really around mindfulness. This is what my mentor prompted me. Pay attention to what is emerging for you in the moment. What's coming up during this moment of winter? And how does it make you feel? Is it uncomfortable? Is it scary? Is there judgment that's arising? Whatever it is, that's okay. Just witness it and name it. You know, for me, as I've been doing some of this work to reconnect to my body that in a lot of ways was traumatized, you know, from surgeries, from losing children, all of that, you know, anything that we go through really gets imprinted on our body and our energy. But, you know, specifically through this, being able to connect to my body in a way that felt safe, that's been a big part of my own healing work. And so what's been very interesting is to kind of just watch the memories that have come up. And today, when I was doing some of this work, I was starting to feel into, you know, some resistance around the healing work, but then I got a very clear memory of my doctor during a surgery that I had to deal with the scarring after Gideon was born. And it was a very clear sense of the emotions of that moment, even though, you know, I was anesthetized and I was on the operating table. And I was surprised to see this come up because it was seemingly unrelated to what I was going through in the moment. And this may resonate with you as well, because often when we're going through a period in our life where something does feel uncomfortable, something that can be totally unrelated to trauma, often what's underlying that emotion is actually something completely different. And it may be from many years back. You know, when you think about the inner child and the wounds that we carry from childhood, our relationships to our parents, things that were uncomfortable at that time, those have huge impact on how we experience life as an adult. And if you have a child, you'll certainly know this. A book that I love that really goes deep into this is called Parenting from the Inside Out. I believe it's by Daniel Siegel. I'll link this in the show notes. But it's all about the inner work of what we experience as children and how that translates to how we parent and react to our kids versus respond. But a lot of this work, it comes back to the mindfulness, coming up to what emerges in the moment and just recognizing it and naming it. And then, and I know I talk about this a lot, that's where we inquiry. That's where we ask the questions. Because we have all the answers within, but we have to connect to what's emerging and just get very curious about it. So when you're in that moment of scarcity, maybe you're looking in the mirror and there's some judgment that's coming up around your body. Maybe you're an entrepreneur and you are having some difficulty closing on sales calls and there are feelings that are coming up. So name that. Where do you feel it in your body? And then start to ask it some questions. So some ones that I like to work with are how long has this been here? What does it look like or feel like? What memories is this associated with? And what healing is it asking for? And what was very interesting for me is that when I was working with this energy today, I felt this energy come in. I could see this memory of this experience on the operating table. And when I began to inquiry with it, what started to come through was that the healing that was needed was around release, was around kind of shedding these darker energies that had sort of just gotten lodged in, that were connected to this trauma, and shedding them so that I could rise up as who I was meant to be, who I am meant to be now. And I got this very beautiful, clear image of a phoenix in my mind, a phoenix kind of rising up out of the ashes, you know, amidst a situation where, you know, control was really taken of me. That's sort of the essence of surgery. You really have no agency when someone is cutting into your body. But I mean, this translates to, my gosh, I think every woman has felt like this at some point in her life. Every man has probably felt like this too. You know, situations where we feel like we don't have the control, where something simply happens to us and it's uncomfortable, maybe it's scary, and it changes our self-perception. It leaves an emotional imprint. So when we begin to just be curious with what is arising, we're able to receive tremendous insight from what's within ourselves around what's really driving how we feel, how we respond to situations. You know, if you're a parent, it's very easy to get triggered by our children. You know, some of the time they do things that really annoy us or upset us or scare us, but most of the time when we react rather than respond in those situations, there's typically a deeper cause. Usually we're not upset about the spaghetti that was just spilled on the floor. Usually there's something deeper underlying, like, I feel so exhausted because I don't have the capacity to take care of myself, because I'm not prioritizing myself, that this spaghetti on the floor feels like the straw that breaks the camel's back, because I just can't imagine summoning the strength to clean this up. So snapping at our child in that moment usually isn't about the spaghetti. It's about something that's much, much deeper. And when we don't lean into that, when we don't work with that emotion that's coming up in that moment, it's very hard to not snap at the spaghetti the next time, unless we've done the healing work to address what's really at the root. So I see this a lot with entrepreneurs. I remember I had someone who came through one of my programs, and this person was really struggling to just schedule sales calls. And it wasn't because they didn't have a wonderful offering. It wasn't because they didn't know who they were meant to serve. It was a much deeper challenge they were experiencing around self-worth and fears of scarcity and belief in self. And I think that this is true not just if we're entrepreneurs, but for many things that we desire in life. Typically, what's holding us back is not the thing that we're trying to do. It's not the workout that we want to do on New Year's Day. It's the deeper underlying emotion that makes us feel scared of doing that thing, or that triggers us when we think about doing that thing. So again, when we're in the high summer, life doesn't force us into these moments of inward reflection. It doesn't force us to do it. One of the wonderful coaches that I follow, her name is Heather Chauvin. I remember listening to her podcast, which is called Mom is in Control. If you're a parent, you should definitely check her out. And she said something like, life doesn't force us to change unless we have to. And she went through an experience where she actually had cancer. And it was like a full stop moment for her, where she had to reevaluate how she was living her life. And I've found it to be true myself. Life, we don't change unless we're forced to. As humans, we need a catalyst. We need a catalyst to change. But when that catalyst comes, that's when we tend to get really uncomfortable and we start to compare to the ideal. When in reality, life is just handing us another initiation. It's handing us an opportunity to learn, to grow, and to look within, to do this inner healing that's really required for success on any level in life, whether that's with relationships, whether it's with your personal relationship to money. health, wellness, all of this is baked into the subconscious, the psyche, and when we experience challenges on any level, it typically lives within. I'll give you another example. I think I've shared some of the work that I've been doing around my health and specifically around gut healing. And one of the epiphanies I had was that I didn't actually have to change anything that I was putting into my body. I had to change what was happening inside my body, specifically with what I was thinking and where these thoughts were coming from. And a lot of that was related, again, to trauma. So on paper, you know, you might look at me right now and be like, wow, you know, Rachel's really failed. It really sucks that she's going through this difficult time where, you know, she's having to take time away from her business and, you know, her body's recovering and gosh, to lose a pregnancy, like what a waste. You know, there's nothing good there. But I think when you have been through trauma as many times as I have, you learn to start viewing these experiences as initiations. And I remember the moment I found out I was losing the baby, I immediately thought to myself, I know this is going to be really, really hard. I know it's going to take time for me to heal my body. And I'm going to have to go through all the trauma healing again with my emotions and with this very scary experience that I'm about to have. But I know, having gone through things like this before, that I'm about to grow tremendously. That this is happening for a reason, and this is an opportunity for me to evolve into the next version of who Rachel's supposed to be. And, you know, knowing that, having that perspective, it doesn't make these experiences any easier. You know, the work to do the healing, it is hard. I won't sugarcoat it for you. What I'm recommending you do, it's not for the faint of heart. You know, it's not easy. And the reality is that most people will never sign up to do this depth of healing work. But if you're still listening at this point in the podcast, I know that that's not you. You already have opted in to do this level of healing work because you know that you're meant to do tremendous things. You know that there's greatness that's in store for you, and you know that you're destined to receive incredible abundance. And the reality is that to get there, there is inner healing that is required. So it's not easy, but trust that when you lean into this winter, you inquiry with what is emerging for you, even if it is painful or uncomfortable in the moment, you will reap the rewards. And where you land on the other side, well, I shouldn't say land, where you arrive on the other side, because you're doing the work to walk this path, to make this journey, it will be a place that is so much wilder than what you ever could have imagined. Because it's by doing this inner healing that we access our sovereignty and the power that has always, always been there within you and that is there within you. There's just some work that we have to do to activate it and to bring it into alignment. So if you've made it this far, I am giving you permission to give yourself all of the grace and all of the space to really work with what's coming up for you right now. Because when you start to engage with this process, there is gentleness that is required. You will want to lower your expectations a little bit. Stop expecting summer. Stop comparing yourself to summer and just be open to the surprise and the delight that comes with this level of self-discovery and healing. Trusting that it's not always going to be winter. You know, winter doesn't last forever. We have these moments of scarcity, but then we do land once again in abundance. And that's waiting for you on the other side. And when you finish this journey, well, I mean, let's be real here. The journey is lifelong. You know, it's a recurrent cycle of cycles, really. You know, we're always moving from spring to summer to fall to winter. It's what we decide to do during the winter that creates a much more abundant harvest come summer and fall. So I know that this has been a lot. This episode's been a little bit heavy, a little bit deep, but remember that there is so much lightness here too. I mean, come on, we're talking about things like sex and money. And yes, there's a heaviness to those things when they're not going well, but there's also an incredible lightness and joy and element of fun that is inherent in all of this. You know, the work, the healing work during the winter, yes, it can be painful, but it doesn't have to be painful all the time because we get to play with this. And, you know, we can dip a toe in the water and we can take it back out. But remember, this is all about getting into that river of abundance that we have access to, whether that's in our friendships, our romantic relationships, our parent-child relationships, our relationship to money, to ourselves, to our bodies, our health. There's a lot of fun to be had here and a lot of joy. And I'll tell you from personal experience, you know, even though it's hard to do this work, it's difficult to work through the trauma, there is so much lightness here as well. And what I find is that when I complete, you know, a round of this work, because it's iterative, it's like peeling back layers of an onion. We peel back one layer, great. We feel wonderful for a while. We get to access that joy. And then at some point, something will emerge. And instead of shying away from it, instead of saying, oh gosh, why aren't I recording the 8 podcast episodes this week? Why is this a day where I don't want to record anything at all? Instead, it's simply a sign that there's something that wants to be peeled back. It's time for us to work with that next layer. And that's a very natural, organic process. You know, we don't peel back the layers when they're not asking to be peeled. But the reality is just wait a little bit and something will come up. You know, nobody lives in a state of constant bliss. So when something uncomfortable does emerge, which it will, if you just wait, wonderful. It's time for us to do the work. So I commend you, my dear, for listening all the way through, because I know that this isn't as fun as some of the other episodes, but I also hope that this has felt really real for you, because this is life. You know, I think it's very easy to just watch what's posted on social. And sometimes I post happy things on social, but sometimes I post sad things too. You know, I remember after I went back on social after losing my daughter, after taking some time away, I think the first picture I posted was of myself smiling, but maybe a week later I posted something that was me looking really sad and depressed, because that was the reality, you know? And I feel like it has to be shown. It has to be shown that this is not just okay, this is life. You know, this is happening all the time, whether or not that's what we choose to share with others on social media. You know, it's easy to share a cute picture of our baby looking perfect. Not many people want to share a picture of what things look like an hour later when there's poo all over the floor and you're crying because your boobs hurt and, you know, you haven't slept in a week. But that's life too. And there are gifts to be gained from it. So my love, celebrating you as you live your life in all of its beautiful messiness, whether you are in a place of abundance or scarcity, save this podcast episode, because this will be a good one to listen to when you are feeling a little bit more scarce. And I say when, not if, because this is life. There is summer and there is winter and there is beauty in both, just as there is beauty in you. And I see that in you all the time, whether you're having a good day or a bad day, a pretty day or an ugly day, that beauty is there within. And it's always there for you to access, along with your power and your sovereignty. So I'm sending you so much love, so many blessings, and I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for joining me on this journey to sanctity, sovereignty, and sustainability. You bring such joy to my soul, and I want to hear from you. You can tag me on Instagram at uncorporette, or email me anytime at rachel@uncorporette.com. I love to hear from you and I create for you, so please reach out. And finally, if this episode was meaningful for you, please leave me a review.
This is how others will find the podcast. And as you know, it's my mission to activate the divine feminine CEOs I know will change the world. You're one of them, my love. So thanks for being here.